You're listening to Principal Broadcasting, featuring the League of Professionals with Muriel Donnelly. Weekdays, 10 to 4 p.m. Tune in to what's hot in the professionals' world with current topics to elevate your career to the next level.
Principal Broadcasting, John Stevens here, and my guest this afternoon is Ruth. Am I saying this right? Lindley?
Yes.
Okay, fantastic. Ruth, why don't you tell me and my listeners a little bit about your company and what services you provide?
The name of my business is Divine Massage. I'm a licensed massage therapist and a Reiki master practitioner and a Rising Star practitioner. And those last two things are energy work.
Yeah, Reiki, I've heard a little bit about it. Could you just explain to our listeners exactly what it is that is?
Okay, Reiki is divine energy and unconditional love that is brought down from source or a higher power, channeled through me to the client. We go through your chakra centers, and it brings peace and calming. You would set an intention for your healing that day, and sometimes you feel tingling. Sometimes guardian angels come in and help me with the work. So it brings peace to whatever the client is going through.
Now, if I'm a new client looking to experience some of this stuff, and maybe I'm a little skeptical, what's the process look like as far as like when you first have a consultation with a new client? What does that whole process kind of look like?
Okay, when you first come into my shop, I would have you going to dress in comfortable clothing, and then I just have you lie on a massage table with your clothes, and we take your shoes off. I just want you to be completely comfortable and relaxed.
Right.
There's a pillow for your head. There's a blanket if you need it, and I ask you to set an intention for your healing, and then just close your eyes and just visualize what you would like to get out of this session. I do symbols above your crown chakra, which is on the top of your head, and that helps bring in the energy from your higher power through me to you. You're going to feel warmth. Because I'm a licensed massage therapist, I can place my hands gently on your head and on your arms and your legs as we go through. Otherwise, I would just hover my hands over your body, and you could feel the warmth coming from my hands into your body.
Now is a massage kind of included in that? I mean, does it help?
They're two different things. Massage and the Reiki are two different things.
Right.
But
do you ever find that the businesses kind of mix? People come in for the Reiki, but then the massaging kind of helps them with that spiritual energy.
Yes, also. You're releasing the tension out of the muscles.
Right. And how long have you been in business?
I've been in business for 4 years. I've been practicing Reiki for 10.
Wow. And this is primarily in the Connecticut area?
Yes. I'm in the Seymour area, which is probably 10 minutes south of Waterbury.
And about, since you said you've been in business about 4 years now?
Yes.
Have you seen your business grow over those last 4 years?
Yes,
you have.
As more people are becoming aware of the benefits of energy work, more people are looking to have it done.
Right. Now, what do you see as far as the future of your industry, Reiki? Do you see this taking a national, the nation taking this on? Is this still something that maybe most people wouldn't have known about?
A lot of people become Reiki practitioners. Not everybody goes to the master level. The master level is one more attunement, and it also helps you that you could teach others to do it. It's very beneficial for anyone to learn. But I do believe more and more people are reaching toward the Reiki sessions because of the benefits that it does give.
Now, the clients that you have currently, I mean, do you have any... I guess off the top of your head, success stories that you that just stick out as to maybe a client impacting you and you saying yourself, wow, this stuff really helps people.
Yes, I do have a lot of clients that are repeat because they do know the benefits. I even do some people that are mediums because it helps clear that extra energy out that they've taken on.
Right.
From doing readings.
Now,
I do have a lot of repeats.
Now, for those of us not able to take the trek all the way to Connecticut, I'm curious if through your experience with this that you have any tips or tidbits that maybe our listeners could use on their own time to maybe help them better their lives.
Meditation is a great tool. You could do guided meditations or, a walking can help. But definitely just having gratitude for what you have in your life can lift your spirits and just, release some of that negative energy.
Wow, fantastic. Now, I'm just kind of curious as to how this field of work kind of started with you. Do you have anything that inspired you to do this? Were you young, middle-aged?
I started probably middle-aged.
Okay.
When I did. I've always been fascinated about the connection with a higher source in ourselves, the energy that the earth brings and just our physical bodies have in it and how it works. And so I've always been drawn to these kinds of modalities.
Right. Do you have any, do you have like a moment, like an aha moment where you realize that, okay, well, this is what I'm going to do for the rest of my life. This is the business that I want to be in.
Yes. Yes, I did. I had gone to a class. Mm-hmm. And it was all of a sudden, I just felt like it fit for me,
right.
This was, it definitely, I know that's part of my purpose or my calling because I have this overwhelming feeling of love when I do a Reiki session that I'm helping someone else.
Right. Now, what does the future hold for you, for your business? What would you like to see? Grow? Do you want to expand? Would you like to open like a brick and mortar area?
Yeah, I would just like to open a brick and mortar, just have basically expanded a little more into having some employees work with me. And cause you can do a lot if you're doing group healings too with the Reiki energy.
Right. Now, what kind of... what kind of groups do you normally find yourself get? I mean, is this just a group of a who's who, or is it more like specified? Like, do you do just women, or is it just men, or maybe just those in their middle age, or those in their elderly ages?
I do have a lot of women that look for the Reiki energy. I do have a few men.
Okay.
But I think men might be a little more skeptical, but they do benefit from it.
And you've seen the benefits from doing it with the men. Do you physically see changes in these people?
Yes, yes. Each session goes a little bit deeper into releasing any blockages that you have.
Right.
So I recommend it like every 3 weeks because the energy flows through your body for 3 weeks.
Wow.
And then they come back and we could go deeper. So a lot of cancer patients get Reiki done. That helps with their healing process.
Wow. Now, when you say 3 weeks, so what is it like every three weeks, it's like recycled energy? So weeks and then you start brand new?
Yes, one of your chakras every day. So you have seven chakras. So, and those are energy centers in our bodies. And each day it goes down and then back up. So it picks one every day. And it just cycles through your energy center.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, Ruth, unfortunately, we've come to the end of our little 8-minute segment here. Do you have anything in closing that you'd like to say, or you have a website, a Facebook? Where can people find you and contact you if they needed or wanted?
Okay. I do have a Facebook page called Divine Massage. You can check me out there. And I do phone Reiki sessions if anybody's interested.
Okay, fantastic. Ruth, thank you so much. It's been an absolute honor.
Well, I greatly appreciate you taking your time with me today.
This is Principal Broadcasting, the professional's choice.